This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to get an update on the River Raisin Beekeepers Club, an event that's going to be coming up this Saturday, actually, May the 16th. And happy to have from the River Raisin Beekeepers Club, we have Don Warner. Don, it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thank you for having me.
As well as Jenna Tucker. Jenna, so good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you on the program. If they didn't catch our first community conversation, let's again let people know what the River Raisin Beekeepers Club is all about, Don.
Education, teaching people how to be sustainable beekeepers instead of having bees today and gone tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
It happens a lot more than what you think, but
yeah.
With a little bit of help and some guidance, why we can keep a lot of them being beekeepers.
And the club has grown over the past years, hasn't it, Janet?
It has grown tremendously. More and more people are interested in becoming beekeepers. And, of course, they're all realizing that having a good community and a good support system helps them to be more successful. So more and more people are coming along and joining our club.
Why is it important to have the club, Don, and to encourage people to be beekeepers?
We need the bees. There's so many plights out there for the bees as far as the mites that Japan sent us a few years ago and the pesticides. They've got a lot of headstones that they're running into that we kind of got to guide around and get everybody on the same page so that we quit losing so many bees.
We need them for the pollination, don't we, Don?
And absolutely. Every third bite of food you put in your mouth comes from some kind of a pollinator.
Yeah. Just like I had an apple this morning. So, I mean, that had to be pollinated in order to have that apple, right, Janet?
Yes, it did. And even, I mean, most people think about the fruits and the vegetables that they eat, but our row crops need pollination. And you don't have that clover growing, you don't have the feed for the cows, so you're going to lose out on all of that, too.
Yeah.
It's funny how it all cycles together and it all has to work together. You got to have one to keep rolling along to have the others.
Yeah. So that's why it's so important to have the club, and also, as we mentioned, about encouraging people to become beekeepers. And gosh, Don, you've been doing beekeeping for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer, for you too?
About 10 years for me.
Yeah.
So a few years.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I can't say how much I just thoroughly enjoy being out there with the bees and the wonderful calming sea cadence buzz that they give.
Oh,
it's so relaxing and it's so enjoyable. But it's more enjoyable when you know what you're doing.
That's right. That's right.
It definitely is.
And coming back to the comments you made about having the being mentors and being able to have that help to help out the ones that would like to be able to get started in beekeeping, right, Don?
Right. Right. And we've started a lot of them.
Yeah.
Over the, I don't know how, the last 15, 20 years, but.
Yeah. So when somebody is interested in thinking that I would like to investigate and find out a little bit more about beekeeping, you've got an event that's coming up that a lot of people can find out the information on, right, Janet?
Oh, we certainly do, and it's going to be just such a fun day.
Yes.
Our bee festival, fifth year holding it, so going strong.
Yeah, it's going to be May 16th. And where's it going to be held at, Janet?
St. John's Lutheran Church, right in the parking lot. So out in the open, there's no charge to get in. There's no charge for parking. Just come have a fun day.
And what's going to be the hours for the festival?
10 to 4.
Okay.
So, you know, good long time. You can still enjoy the rest of your Saturday doing other things, but come learn about bees and beekeeping and all the wonderful things that we can do.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good way to be able to get the start, right, Don?
Find out? You kind of get them together, and so many people have met people there that was beekeepers. Say, geez, he only lives 4 miles down the road from me.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can kind of help network people.
Yeah. So, I mean, this way you can find out a little bit more about beekeeping and talking to those who do beekeeping, obviously, at the festival, and a great way to network with them, but also a great way to find out a lot of things that's related to beekeeping too, right, Jenna?
Yes, definitely. I mean, one of the main things that we do as a club is not just educating beekeepers, but also, excuse me, educating the public on ways that they can help the beekeepers and help all of the pollinators, whether it's by doing planting the right foods for them in the right flowers and the right, you know, kind of trees and that kind of thing, or reducing your pesticide use, deferring it to the right times, setting out water stations, just simple things that people can do to help all of the pollinators.
After all these years that I've been talking to the both of you, sending out water things for bees, that's the first. I did not know that.
Yep, bees need water just like us. They expend a lot of energy flying all those miles trying to find the proper food and the proper pollen.
Yeah.
They get thirsty too. So,
sure.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we teach kids is how to build a watering station that they can put out to help the pollinators and keep them safe while they're getting a drink.
What a great idea. After all these years, that's the first I've heard of it, Don.
Well, it saves them a lot of miles of flying if you've got a water sitting right there 3 feet from the hive, rather than having to fly a half mile to find a river.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
so
definitely.
Lets him do more things like gathering pollen and nectar.
Yes, that's right. So they keep that bee population going strong, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a main thing, too. What else is going to be happening at the Bee Day Festival on Saturday the 16th from 10 to 4?
Well, we will have our silent auction going on, and we have gotten so many wonderful donations from our local businesses. We've got gift certificates, gift bags. Buzz Cafe gave us a wonderful bag with coffee and all kinds of little treats in it. Skywalker Flying gave us two complimentary discovery flights.
Wow.
I mean, you want to learn how to fly?
Yeah.
You want to see if it's for you? There you go. But there are so many different things, blankets and gift bags and certificates and all kinds of things that you can do. Plus, we have so many things for the kids. We've got the scavenger hunt where they can go around, find the little pictures of the beekeeping-themed things, and come back for a gift.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there's something for the kids to do. There's games. There's kids' crafts. There's all kinds of things going on all day long. So
I would imagine a lot of good bee honey that's going to be there too, huh, Don?
Yeah. We hope it'd be a lot of them there, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but there's also be a honey tasting, and we've always got some honey candy there that the kids like. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we get them all jacked up on sugar and then send them home with Ma. You know. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah. No, but sure, I bet, you know, with honey, it's more of a natural sugar.
It isn't.
So, I mean, the body processes are a lot different than processed.
Exactly.
Sugar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It is more natural. It's better for you because it's got all those wonderful enzymes and antimicrobials and, you know,
yeah,
much better than anything that's been processed.
Oh, definitely.
And all the good bacteria that's in it.
Yes, yes. You know, we hear the word bacteria, we think, negative, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's good bacteria that we need to have.
Yes.
Yeah. So we certainly want to invite people to come out to the Bee Day Festival with the River Raisin Beekeepers Club. And again, if this is something you might be interested in doing or just want to say, hey, just want to learn more, this is going to be a great opportunity for those people to be able to do that, Don.
Yes, it is. They can learn a lot and meet a lot of bee people, and they can just ask all the questions that they want, and we can kind of steer them down the right path.
That's right. You know, and it's like you said, Janet, from 10 to 4, you still have plenty of time to be able to stop out. You don't have to be there right at 10 o'clock. You can stop out at any time between those hours, right?
You will have all day there for you. So.
Yeah. So get your errands done on Saturday and come on, step out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Anything else about the festival we haven't mentioned so far?
food vendors. There'd be lots of good eating there.
Okay. That's good to know, too, because of the fact if you're doing some errands and didn't have a chance to get and pick up some lunch, hey, there you go. You got you covered.
Right. And we also have a lot of different vendors that are going to have a wide variety of things. Everything from crocheted crafts to woodwork to honey. So yeah. Make sure you come out and get your honey from your local beekeeper.
That's right. That's right. And that's important, too, to be able to support the local beekeepers as well with the honey that they produce.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Got to keep them going so we can keep the pollinators going.
Exactly. And I like that.
The local honey is really good for those people that have allergies as well.
Good point.
They buy it in the big box stores. It's been filtered and heated up and killed all the good stuff in it. And it doesn't do you any good like the old backyard beekeeper there. He doesn't fool with all his honey that way, and it's still good for you.
Exactly. So make sure you have it on your calendar. Don't miss out on this Saturday, May the 16th, from 10 to 4, the Bee Day Festival. And, of course, that's going to be at St. John's Lutheran Church.
Right on M52 North Adrian Highway.
Can't miss it. They have a big sign right out in front.
The banner goes up this weekend. So.
All right. Good deal. All right. Well, we look forward to having another successful event for you and make sure that people stop out. So, Jenna Tucker, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, sir. We always enjoy coming out here with you.
I always enjoy talking with you. And thank you, Don Warner, my friend. It's good to have you on the program as well.
And it's fun to be here.
It's good
to have
you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. The River Raisin Beekeepers Club. Again, it's Bee Day Festival this Saturday, May 16th, 10 to 4 at St. John's Lutheran Church parking lot. For Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk to you again soon.